Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from Nerd Meld Showroom at Meltdown Comics in Hollywood. It's Tuesday, November 24th, 2015. Let me see your name tags, Los Angeles. Oh, we got an iPad up front. He has to cue it up, get it ready. Let's see what it's going to say. Come on, man, make it work. Do it. Oh, shit. Fucking iPad. Oh, my God. Forget you, man. Oh, there it is. Whoa, it's a good one, though. It's Easy A, but you put Brahm on there. Easy Abram. Good job, dude. Mall Rats, but Mal, because your name's Mallory Rats. I like it. Mike did the Jaws poster, but just changed it to Mike. There's a bunch of good ones. Oh, what's the Pulp Fiction one? What'd you do to it? Pulp Nick-tion, and it's a VHS tape of Pulp Fiction. Good job. Doug's plugs. What does this say? Oh, there might be some seats left for Doug Loves Movies at the Gramercy Theater this Sunday, November 29th. I'm doing stand-up at Charlie Goodnight's in Raleigh, North Carolina on Thursday, December 3rd. And Doug Loves Movies is back in Portland at Helium. It's a gas on Sunday, December 6th. DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. And also the LA 12 Guests of Christmas episode will be on December 15th, and tickets will go on sale any day now. I don't know when UCB is going to put them on sale. So watch out for it and buy those tickets, because that's going to be a hot-ass ticket. Let's look and see what's in the prize bag, you guys. I got a few items that I brought, and then some. We'll have some stuff from my guests. Like, this is something from my guests, so I won't talk about it yet. But what else have we got in here? Oh, my. Look, it's a koozie that says hard merchandise since 1984. I don't know what that means or where I got it, but there it is in the prize bag. We got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. We got this thing. They're called confetti poppers, and they're fun little things. You blow them up, and then you shoot confetti at people. You know what? I'm gonna do one of them. The first person who wins one of the games tonight, I'm gonna do a confetti popper into the crowd. I know these are tens times, so you guys have been warned ahead of time that I'm gonna totally confetti popper you. But the rest of the confetti poppers are gonna go in the prize bag. And then we've got one of these arm flappy, wristband flappy thingies for the house on the end of the street. I've got a bunch of them they'll be giving out for a while. And then look at this I found in my when I was moving recently, an original Captain EO button. Yeah. That's all the stuff I brought, but my guests also brought stuff, as I mentioned. So let's get them out here. Let's give a big warm welcome.
Oh, shit.
I dropped some poppers. Got to keep control of the poppers. Let's give a big... Wait, where's the one popper I was going to say? Oh, that's this one. Okay, cool. I'll give a big warm welcome to Ravi Patel, Ian Edwards, and Sarah Silverman. I like it. There's three or four people standing up. That's good. I've been telling the crowds to all stand up, but, you know, there's only so much you can do. That's pretty good. Where's your microphone, Sarah?
I think you're sitting on it.
Oh, my God. That was really adorable.
Yeah,
really
there it adorable. Is. Sarah Silverman, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Back on the show, frequent guest, maybe most frequent.
Really?
Oh, you're up there, because you've been on since the beginning. You helped create the Leonard Maltin game, because we used to play it together. And you're in a motion picture right now called I Smile Back. That's people love it. It's a laugh riot. Super fun. That'd be a fun way to trick people into watching it, just talking about how hilarious it is. But it's a drama. It's a serious drama. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
it's not for sissies, it's bleak.
Yeah, not
Might
for
not
sissies.
Might not be your cup of tea.
Yeah, stay home, pussies.
But it's short. It's a it's 85
Yeah, it's a fast, bleak 85 minutes. And you're terrific in
Those
it.
Those are the facts I
Josh
wanted.
Charles is in there for the ladies. And,
Wonderful for all people.
For everyone, yeah. And it's just good. It's just hard because it's a drama about some serious things that happen to people. Like your character specifically.
I don't know what to say to that, Doug.
I don't know.
It's true.
It's not really a question. I'm not good at asking questions.
I don't want
What was it
I'm
like?
I'm vulnerable. I'm being vulnerable. That was what it was.
What was it like being dramatic?
You're being nice.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to, you know, give it a plug, get people to watch, because what we say about it is not important, because it's an experience that people should have without knowing too much about it.
I don't feel like you've said anything about it. Are there any plot points that you're familiar with at all? I don't feel like you just said it's
there's
dramatic.
There's a young lady who's married with a kid who just is emotionally troubled and turns
Look,
to...
Look, Cheers is about a bar, but does that really tell you about what Cheers is? I mean, it's about a woman.
It's about a woman.
Fucking Ravi.
She smiles back if you're lucky. But that's Ravi Patel, everybody. First time guest on the show. We met a couple of summers ago at the Traverse City Film Festival.
That's Michael Moore's festival.
Yeah, but we were on a comedy panel together, me and your whole family, your sister and your parents, because you're all the stars of Meet the Patels, a terrific documentary.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, which I did not get to see at that festival, and I finally saw it like a few weeks ago. I was in San Francisco and was playing at a theater there, and I saw it, and I didn't doubt that it would be terrific, but it even... was better than I expected it to be. It was an extremely enjoyable movie.
Thank you, Doug.
Like, it's as fun as I Smile Back isn't fun. You know, one's a heavy drama, and yours is, of course, a very fun movie.
The Cheers of heavy dramas. I'm sure it's great.
And you, of course, it's about you and your search for love, mm-hmm. and, you know, I don't necessarily want to spoil the ending, but...
Yep.
But where are you at now?
Like, I'm married. You're
married.
There you go.
He got married.
Spoiler delivered.
Well, if we don't say to whom, then it's
to
still...
whom is the big spoiler.
Yeah.
She is here, but I won't point her out.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Is she Indian?
There you go. That's what it's about. And I don't know. Go watch the movie, guys.
Yeah, Ian Edwards is here also, everybody.
What's up, Doug? What's up, everybody? How y'all feeling?
Who is featured in another very different motion picture compared to the other two? Like, it'd be a real roller coaster of emotions if you saw these three on VOD back to back to back. It's called Tangerine, and it was filmed. Yeah, you got to see it, Sarah. It was filmed entirely on iPhones.
Yeah, I didn't know I was in Tangerine either.
Oh yeah, you were just hanging out in the donut shop or wherever.
No, when the guy called, Sean, the director called to say, hey, the movie we shot is gonna be in Sundance, and he left a message, Tangerine. I had no idea what he was talking about, because when they were shooting it, it didn't have a name, and it wasn't a feature. I didn't know if it was a feature. I didn't know if it was a short. I just shot it. Like, sometimes you just do shit, you don't even know where it's going, you just do it.
What kind of restaurant is your scenes in? It's not the donut.
It's like it's like a burrito spot
joint
in East Hollywood or / Los Feliz, and I showed up there that day and without knowing anything, and they had iPhones for cameras and transsexuals, transgender people, and like, let's go, let's do it. That's all I knew.
They shot it on iPhones?
Yeah, shot on iPhones.
Oh yeah, oh, I heard about this. Sean.
Use your mic,
Sean Baker. Yeah.
Sean Baker. Really good mic technique.
It doesn't look like it was shot on iPhones.
No,
and
they killed
it's
it.
It's a really funny and but also dramatic, but you know, mostly just an interesting look at street transsexual hookers on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yeah, it's dead on, man. It's pretty edgy and dead on.
Yeah, it's super accurate, and you're hilarious in it. I have one of the funniest lines in the movie, I think. I'm not going to say it because I don't want to blow it out. But it's on VOD, and it also got a shit ton of Independent Spirit Award nominations this very day. So congratulations on being a part of that.
It's funny. I don't want to downplay, but I'm accidentally a part of this.
Yeah,
thing.
No, no, we get it. We get that you fucked up and are accidentally in this amazing.
Like
thing.
I showed up. Like I was 2 seconds from rolling over in my bed that Saturday morning and not going. I was like, fuck it, I'll go.
Is this worth the trouble? Oh, turns out it was a pretty good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's one of the things you don't know.
Yeah, who knows where it's going to go from there, but at least on the Independent Spirit Awards, they'll be showing clips from it and stuff. And,
yeah, cool. It's dope.
Yeah, you'll be, you're a part of it. It really made me laugh. It's really hilarious. So let's go through down the line. You guys are all in great movies, but have you seen anything that you liked or disliked lately? Start with you, Sarah. What do you mean, fuck?
Can you come back to me?
I can totally come back to you. What'd you bring for the prize bag, though, first of all?
You know what? I'm disappointed in myself.
You are? Why?
Because it's just shit.
No, I mean, it's not.
Shit. It's not shit, but it's
it looks like she's going to take something random out of a purse.
Or specific. I mean, it's the Sarah Silverman Program season 3.
Yeah, that's cool.
Trainwreck.
The movie Trainwreck just on a thing?
Oh shit, is that my
It's a what you call it? It's a screener. Yeah, you get in trouble.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh shit, I was just looking for something. You're right. That's illegal, right?
Don't give that away.
Backpack. I just, you know, no one will, it's DVDs. I don't even know how to use a DVD player. But here's a DVD of the Sarah Silverman Program season 3. Is that allowed?
Well, here, let's make it, it's yours. Let's make it more valuable by having you sign it.
I'll rub it on my taint.
Okay, do that too. Sign it, taint it up.
Taints it up.
Just get it ready for somebody to enjoy privately. Yeah, I think so. It's not like wrapped, is it? Right. Well, that plastic comes off?
Who did
Who did what?
Who said that?
I think Ravi said it. But just, yeah, do whatever you got to do to sign it properly. Yeah, somebody else do it.
So is.
Hand it back to Miss Silverman. There you go. Wow, you tore that off fast. There you, yeah, sign it right on the disc or on the paper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wherever you want. Just make it extra special valuable. What'd you bring for the prize bag, Ian?
I was going to actually bring a screener. Then I was like, you could probably get in trouble with that.
Yeah.
I was going to bring a screener from last year's movies. And then I was like, I'll get one from the
You books. Bought something from Meltdown Comics.
Yeah, I bought something from Meltdown Comics.
That's this perfect one-stop shopping.
Yeah, like it's here, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. There it goes. Yeah. She's rubbing her taint with it right now.
Sarah on Sarah Crime.
There you go. So yeah, that's an extra special copy of that. And what'd you get?
It's a
comic called Cover Girl.
Yeah.
And it's a
chick got a nice stomach on the front.
She does, yeah.
She's got a gun also.
She's got a gun and a stomach.
If you look at the back, it gives a little description.
Sure. A lethal weapon and Rush Hour style comedy from the creator of the Sci-Fi Channel hit Eureka.
There's a reason it was in the $5 bin.
Yeah. Right? Not everybody sold on that, but it's
solid
in the bag.
Reason.
Good job. What'd you bring, Ravi? Oh, I've got it right here.
Oh, you have it.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. You brought a mug.
That's right.
That says,
Chai is for closers. That's right.
That's
a Meet the Patel.
The Meet the Patel.
That's a
mug.
Branded coffee mug, guys.
It's got your dad on there drawing.
That's my dad. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Promotional item.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
What's the matter? You don't like sneezing?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm a sneezing.
Somebody asked that you rub this mug on your taint.
My taint is in an ATM. I did it.
Oh, yay, she did it. There you go.
Sorry if I'm nasal. I have a cold. Don't worry. It's just allergies, I mean.
Just as long as your taint ain't nasally, we're good.
All right, now have you thought of a movie that you've seen, Sarah?
No. Oh, I've been busy. This whole section was
Tate, Tate misbehaving.
Stupid.
Ian, what about you? Have you been to the movies lately?
Yeah, I went to, I can't remember the name of it, but Tom Hanks and Spielberg.
Bridge of Spies. Yes. It's the most generic title.
Yeah. Can't remember it.
Why can you remember that?
I knew it had bridges in it.
Yeah, but do you see, are there bridges in the movie?
I don't even get why they really had bridges in the movie. You do? Why?
Because at the end of the movie, the spies change.
The spies have to get from one place to another. How else do you do it? A bridge.
A bridge, yeah. It's always a cliche bridge. Okay,
hey,
I get it.
Did you get me high outside?
I think he did.
Hi.
Yeah, the movie's not called Jetpack of Spies. they get there through a bridge. And you liked it or no?
Yeah,
thought it was boring?
When I saw the ads for it, I was like, this is dumb. The only reason I'm making this is because Spielberg wants to make it and Hanks wants to be in it. But when you see it, you're like, oh shit, this is a kind of cool story. It's kind of like based off a true story. Hey man, I didn't know it was before my time.
I to go see that boring ass
I'm
movie.
Old, but I wasn't around when the war was on.
What about you, Ravi? Have you seen anything?
Yeah. I saw my best friend's wedding. I saw that today.
What?
That's
why
a
are
true
you getting
story.
Around to watching
that's
that
a
now?
True story.
Yeah.
That
well,
seems
I'm on
like
it.
That should have been research for you, Meet the Patels.
I'm doing research. That's exactly what I watched. I also watched Made in Manhattan.
Oh, I watched that too. That's what I swatched.
Goddamn
I watched
hair.
That two nights ago.
You did just watch that?
Yeah.
It's a great film.
What?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Made in Manhattan?
Yeah, I think Lopez shines in that film. How can you not be rooting for Lopez in that film?
I love it because I just love I love watching Jennifer Lopez. I am in love with her.
She's gorgeous.
Think she's, aesthetically, she's so pleasing.
There's no way she'd be a maid, though.
Like she puts on
this is what happens
the clothes of the woman.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Listen, if you're a fine girl like that in New York, you're walking down the street to your job, a guy pulls up in a Ferrari and says, marry me. or
well, that's kind of
date
the,
me.
That's kind of what happens in the movie for the
for
most
money.
Part.
Wait,
did we
switch
that
happens over the course of
what are we talking about?
I mean,
Rafe
Fiennes is in Made in Manhattan.
Yeah,
that's right.
What it's called.
It's not like this insane chemistry. I'll say that.
No, they just decide to like each other, and Rafe Fiennes is very focused on Jennifer Lopez. I think maybe because she's hot. Maybe there's like a porn thing, you know, the hot maid. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's either, you know, spending most of his time focused on her or worried about eliminating Harry Potter.
Nice pivot, Doug.
Thank you. I couldn't think of his Harry Potter name. What's he called in that?
Voldemort.
I couldn't think of the name that shouldn't be uttered.
It's the biggest name. You made the audience utter it.
Yeah.
Smart.
I made them say it. I'm safe. Yeah. I'm going to be good.
They're going to die.
What do you got, Sarah? Have you thought of one?
Oh, shit.
Any movie you've seen.
I watched
ever.
Made in Manhattan. Oh, I watched The Departed last night.
The Departed? All the way through?
No, I mean, I turned it on, and by then, Matt and Vera have moved in.
So you watched to the end from there?
Yeah.
So you got to see that neat shot where there's like a rat on a windowsill.
Yeah.
And it's like, get it? There's a rat.
I don't care. I love it.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what the last movie I saw was. It was something on TV. Oh, I saw Meadowland with
Olivia Wilde.
And what's his name? Luke Wilson. I say it like that, like he's a lesser Wilson. Luke Wilson was in this one. But it's extremely bleak. It's like, it's bleak in a way that's not, didn't work for me.
I haven't even heard of this movie.
It's on, you know, it's on VOD right now, and, you know, I just stumbled.
It's supposed to be great.
I stumbled upon it. It might be great. Might just not be for me.
Hey, one person's great is another person's,
And, you know, one person's great is another person's, I don't like it when children are abducted.
Ah, no spoilers. Yeah,
that's what it's about.
Fun.
It's right there in the title,
the
Meadowland.
Finding out that children are being abducted.
Well, now it's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. We're going to play some games that Ravi and Ian are completely unfamiliar with.
Correct.
And so they're just going to learn as they go. And I don't blame them because, you know, they're busy with their careers and they don't listen to podcasts necessarily. And then there's Sarah Silverman, the old-timey pro.
Jesus Christ.
The veteran. And she'll be confused as well, so it'll be super fun. It's going to be great. Let's start with picking name tags.
So you're going to pick...
Lady and gentlemen, people made name tags, and you just need to go and physically grab the one that appeals the most to you for whatever reason, size, shape, color.
Oh, this is amazing.
Movie
can't deny our connection.
Based on...
It's right here.
Oh, look at that.
And just, just bring it back to your seat. If it's like on an iPad, you get to keep it. And,
wait a minute.
Is this supposed to say my name? Who's what,
just whatever?
Just whatever.
Like,
okay.
Do you see a movie out there that you like? I know you're into rom-coms. There's a When Harry Met Sally thing.
I'm gonna
out
take
there.
Top Gun.
Top
or Top Gus. I'm sorry.
All right. I know. Look at that.
Top Gus.
Smoke that after the show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, while they do that, we'll do this. We're gonna go to a brief commercial message. Hey, everybody. There's no sponsor for this episode. I just wanted to take a second to thank you for listening all throughout 2015. I hope you continue to join me in my love of movies in 2016. And go to DougLovesMovies.com for Christmas gift ideas. There's promotional tool, my latest album, for only $6. There's past seasons of the show. There's Doug Loves shirts to get your Doug Loves Movie shirts and lots of other wacky shirts. DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. Happy almost end of the year. Have a great holiday season. And may the force be with y'all.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery
starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back! Who are you playing for, Sarah?
Mike.
And he made a picture of me rising up like Jaws. And he replaced Jaws with the name Mike. And
yeah, he put it's decidedly unclever.
And he put a fat joint in my mouth, though. So maybe that girl swimming away is going to be safe. Because I'm biting on that joint, not
wrapped
on her.
Wrapped in grape-flavored paper.
And then there's on the back of your name tags, you may see some little writing about somebody being a shithead or just the name of someone. Don't read that out loud. All That's right. Their consolation prize. If you lose tonight, I will have to say that at the close of the show. Who are you playing for, Ian?
These dudes
Pulp
over
Nixon.
Here.
You got the Pulp Fiction Nixon. VHS, and they changed it to Nixon.
Right.
His name's Nick. Nick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Great job, Nick and Ian.
Nixon. I mean, it reminded me of something else, but I'm just not going to bring it up.
Just the N by itself?
Nick. Shin.
I thought that's what you were saying.
Pope Nick Shin.
I don't get it.
Me neither.
Okay. Ravi, who you played for?
Gus. I'm pretty sure his name is Gus over there.
Top Gus.
Oh, Top Gus. Yeah, I'm just confused, though. Like, I feel like I already lost this game. Like, did I pick the wrong
No,
side?
There's nothing to lose. You're a fan
just feel
of Top
a lot
Gun?
Of pressure.
Is that why you picked it?
I am
it?
A big
you
fan
like
of
Top Gun?
Gun. Yeah.
There you go. So that's a good reason to pick it.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah, yeah. And if you win tonight, Gus gets all the stuff in the prize bag.
Okay.
And if you don't win, whatever he wrote on the back, I'll have to say out loud at the end. Yeah. Okay. Did he write something on there?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, there you go. No. He's prepared. Does the Pulp Nixon have something on the back?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Good job, everybody. Kudos all around. The first game we're going to play is called Doug Loves Musicals. Yeah. And in this game, the people on stage are going to compete to yell out the name of a musical based on the songs from the musical. I'm going to start listing songs from a movie musical. First person to yell out, you can guess as much as you want. First person to yell out the correct movie musical is the winner of this game. It's just the first of many games, so no pressure. It doesn't matter how you do. I know Sarah's really fired up.
I know, but I'm terrible at...
Use your microphone.
No more.
What's wrong with me?
I don't know.
I haven't been doing this.
I don't know. All right, here we go. What movie musical has the song Believe in Yourself?
Chorus line.
Right? They got to believe in themselves if they want to make it on the chorus line.
I only know three musicals.
Can we all just yell one out?
Yeah, whatever.
Chicago.
Nope.
Rent.
You guys are just saying...
Yeah. You're just naming musicals.
I, on the other hand, have no idea where it's from.
All right.
Wicked.
Believe in
is that a musical or your answer?
Let me give you another one.
Because I don't know.
Okay. We got this, Gus.
Is this what feeling gets? Does that even
company?
Make sense? You can't win. You can't break even.
Guys and dolls.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Can I go on?
Glengarry, I don't think
so. Glengarry, Glenn Ross, the musical.
That is a great idea.
The feeling that we had.
Is that from Meet the Patel?
I hate this musical. Whatever it is, I hate it.
A Brand New Day. Oh, somebody in the audience says,
Is that an animated?
Oh, is it like The Lion King?
No.
Is that an animated musical? Is that
Canada? Aladdin?
No. It's a movie musical. Could be animated or otherwise.
Movie
musical. What's the
Did you say movie musical?
Yeah.
What's Mary Poppins.
No.
What's the thing with the girls? The
oh,
Annie.
Yeah, that one.
Definitely that one.
Annie, Matilda.
Adina. How about Don't Nobody Bring Me Bad News?
Oh, we just got a little
happy
urban, perhaps.
Town or
perhaps.
Wonderful town.
We might have.
Yeah.
How about another song?
Newsies!
No, but I love your I love your intensity.
Newsies!
Nobody's ever said it like that in their entire lives. Not
that
even
Christian
at the half
Bell.
Price ticket booth in Broadway. Newsies!
Did anyone say Annie yet? Does
no,
that
no. Be a Lion.
That's not Lion King, though.
Hold on.
Be a Lion.
Charlie Brown? You're going to mention Charlie Brown?
Jungle Book.
Jungle Book's a good one.
Slide some oil to me.
Wow. Wow.
It's not a request. That's a song.
Cars?
From a
Cars?
The Wiz. The Wiz.
The Wiz is correct.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
that's
my
a good guess.
God.
Yeah, it was about to get even easier. The Good Witch Glinda. Tornado.
I don't know anything except for the
song.
I still wouldn't have guessed those.
He's the Wizard. Yeah, and more songs from The Wiz.
Do you start from the bottom of the list of songs?
No, I just pick them randomly, and I try to make it take as long as possible for people to get the right answer.
Because
it's fun when you get to... the song called He's the Wizard to watch everybody yell out The Wiz all at the same time.
So all of those songs was from The Wiz?
It's a lot of songs, it sounds like.
It's a lot
like,
of songs, man.
A long movie, huh?
Spent all day.
But real quick, let's do a version of the game where I just say two words and you first person repeat them wins.
Hold on, let me clarify on the rules here. You're going to say two words, and I have to repeat them. Is that
yes.
Correct?
The first person
great.
To do right. it wins.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
All right.
I got to be able to see all of your lips.
How do we know when the game started? Because I want to repeat everything you're saying already.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, right. It's going to be a movie title.
The title.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Top Gun.
Top Gun.
That was me. I came out of the gate quicker. I'm almost positive. Gus, there's hope.
I think we got this, Gus. I think you said it louder, like Newsies, but I don't know you was first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm like that dude that plays war in Vegas. Like, I think.
Let's do another one. Let's do another one.
Okay.
You ready? True Grit.
True Grit. Come on. You saw it. Come on, man. Give me that.
Let's do one that's just one word. Just one word. You ready? Creed.
Why am I fighting to win this? This is so childish. Like, I don't have a life. This is bullshit. I guess I don't.
All right, so Sarah wins the first game.
Why does winning feel good?
I know.
Because I just popped the thing and all the confetti went everywhere. It can't feel bad. All right. This next game we're going to play is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? And that's where This is a one at a time game. I'll direct it directly to a particular player. We'll start with Sarah because she won that last game. And I'll just say the tagline from a motion picture. You have one guess.
Oh.
If you get it wrong, we move on to Ian gets to guess next.
The tagline is so like the
tagline is
poster.
On the poster or in the ads. Sometimes movies have more than one. I picked one.
And we have to guess the movie.
Yeah, you have to guess what
movie
it is.
Is it out now? Like, do we know anything about it?
It's a movie that has come out into the world.
In the past.
It exists.
Do we get a lifeline on this or something?
It's an existing movie.
This
you know,
year.
Like, the famous one is, the most famous one is, In Space, No One Can Hear You Scream.
Oh, yeah. What's that, Alien?
And that's from Alien. That's correct.
I wouldn't have gotten that one.
I wouldn't have gotten that one either.
I will definitely not get this. Go ahead.
All right. You get the first crack at it, Sarah. What movie has a tagline, get ready for a new kind of hero? Get ready for a new kind of hero. From all the movies ever made and released into the world, which one has that tagline?
Ooh.
Just guess if you know, sometimes your instincts will really take you where you need to go.
Is it...
Get ready for a new kind of hero.
I can't ask any questions, right?
No, you can't.
All right, I don't want
to
take that time.
You can ask as many as you want, but...
There's so many different ways to go.
Not come.
Well, I'll just... I don't think it's this, and I have more exciting answers, but I'm going to say Big Hero 6.
Oh, shit. It's a good call. Go with your most boring answer.
No.
That's incorrect. Ian.
That's crazy. That's what I was going to guess.
You were going to say Big Hero 6?
Yeah, yeah.
Get ready for a new kind of hero. Yeah, get ready for an inflated man who's kind of shy.
Right.
And hangs out with a boy.
Fix the description, right?
Yeah.
Shit.
Anything else?
Fuck. Sarah, what was your fun answer?
Ooh, I don't know, but I just thought of Powder.
Oh, yeah, Powder.
It's not that. He wasn't a hero.
It's funny. It's hilarious.
Something with John Ritter in it or something.
I feel don't like help out the other players.
I helped out?
Huh?
I helped? Did that help?
I don't know. Ritter. Something with John Ritter. Any guess at all, Ian?
Shit. I guess I gotta throw something out there, huh?
You don't have to, but...
All right.
Do it. Be vulnerable. Be wrong.
Wait, were you just gonna...
Oh, it's gonna be wrong. I just don't know what type of wrong it's gonna be.
Go full-blown wrong.
Bridge of Spies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, Tom Hanks in that movie, he doesn't really want to do what he has to do in the movie. He kind of has to step up.
Yeah.
It's a new kind of hero.
Yeah.
Ravi, do you have a guess?
Is it the one where Will Smith is homeless and he's just like a normal dude named like Harris or something like that?
The Pursuit of Happiness?
Oh, wait. No, I mean, I'm confusing it now. Wasn't he a home? That he was homeless in that too.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just...
The guy where he was the only one in town?
What? Oh, I Am Legend?
Yeah, yeah.
People say that.
Though. No, the other one where he's like a superhero who's like a drunk.
Hancock. Like
Hancock.
Yeah.
Is that the answer?
Oh,
no.
Great.
That was a new kind of hero, an alcoholic asshole hero. But no, it's a movie that you were involved in, Sarah, called Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, shit. That's hilarious.
Fuck you, Doug.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
But we'll do another one. You'll have another shot here, Sarah.
That's hilarious.
It's pretty disappointing.
We'll start off with you again.
That's
Sarah.
A successful bad answer, though. That means you've been in so many movies.
What
you can't
did I
remember.
Guess? Yeah. Oh, Powder.
Yeah, that was a good guess. Mm-hmm. Here's a new one. We'll start with Sarah. We'll keep going until somebody gets one right.
Yay.
Or until I run out. Mm-hmm. They're closer than you think. They're closer than you think. And I will give you a clue. I don't know why this movie has this tagline.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the answer.
How come it has to start with me? It had to start with me last time. It's harder to start with you. You have less time to
think.
It could
change.
I mean, I'm such a gentle protest. I'm not going to die on this hill, but...
Yeah, I'm just saying you get first crack at it.
That's like going
just
like,
hearing other people say the wrong
really
answer,
big...
does that help you?
Huh?
Maybe.
Of course.
All right. Guess.
All right.
Is it what was...
What is it? Crack at it? They're closer There's, than you
they're
think.
They're closer than you think.
Okay.
Yeah. They're more on crack than you think.
They're closer than you think is from a movie. Closer than you think.
Called.
They, what?
Just use your instincts. Just jump right in.
I'm going to say Mockingjay.
Right? The bad guys, the evil factions in the world could have been closer than
No, I have no I don't know what
I've never could think.
I don't know that movie. I just know that you said it didn't make sense.
It didn't make sense, yeah. That didn't make sense.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It didn't your answer did not make sense,
right.
Which was
Thank
a smart
you.
Answer for my clue.
Apology accepted.
Ian.
You know it's funny, like the answer that I have makes sense, but you said it doesn't make sense. So
right.
Now my answer doesn't make sense. So
I gotta
throw out something that doesn't
so
make sense.
Okay.
Did it happen in the last 10 years, this movie? Can we ask questions?
Yeah, some
you
hot
can ask questions and yes.
Last 10 years? All right, Spectre.
That would be a terrible tagline for Spectre, so in that sense, you're correct, but also incorrect.
Yeah.
Ravi, do you have an idea?
Yeah, but mine was from more than 10 years ago, so now I gotta think.
No, I just said that just to get him to answer.
Okay. Then it's Spectre. No. Let's see.
No, this
Minions?
This was within less than you're so close.
Ooh.
It's from a film that Sarah was in called The Muppets.
Oh, shoot. That's hilarious.
They're closer than you think. Like, what does that even mean?
They're closer to what?
They're felter than you think would make sense, but...
More, they're emotionally closer?
They're closer together than you think? Yeah, they are a tight-knit band in that movie. Like, it's hard to separate them.
Is this the new version of the Muppets? The
this
Siegel?
Was the Jason Siegel one.
No. How was that, sir?
Not the one with Tina Fey.
I was in it for one set. I mean, I was at, you know, when I'm there.
She was like, here's your pie or something.
I said, table for two.
There you go.
Table for two. And
looks
she
great.
Says, table for one. And I'm like, ugh. Or something.
You feel bad for him?
I don't remember. Something, some kind of joke to it.
All right, let's try another one, Sarah. You see where this
Sharp
is going now?
As a tack. Okay.
Yeah,
but
right?
This could be a trick.
You got this?
I mean,
all right.
Okay, so this is something I've been in.
I don't know. I'm not going to say that. Love desperately, live recklessly. Yay, she got one.
Oh, I'm so nasal. I'm so sorry.
Love desperately, live recklessly.
What movie is that?
That's Sarah's movie, I Smile Back.
First saw it when it was on the poster.
All right, well, let's start this next one with Ian.
All right.
Oh, what?
Tangerine.
It's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
This one is Their War, Our World. Ooh. Their War.
Sounds spacey.
Our World.
Shit. Fuck.
People in the audience know it.
Everybody's bursting at the seams.
Their War.
Our World.
This
Our
could world. Be Bridge of Spies, actually.
Yeah, it could be. Shit. Can I Google that? All right, let me just throw something out.
Okay.
Terminator.
Oh, that's a great guess. Ravi?
It's pronounced Ruffy. I feel like I should have said that a long time
what?
ago.
What? Wait.
It just keeps bothering me, and I was like, should I say something?
I almost said something.
Thank you, Sarah. I just...
Ravi?
Not your fault. It looks like it's pronounced Ravi.
Sure. Yeah.
But what is it?
Ravi, like R-U-V-V-Y. Yeah, I just want, you know, I mean, these guys, I feel like we're going to keep...
I got to be honest.
We're
going
to keep in touch, I assume. Gus and I have something going on. I don't know.
He hasn't given me a hard time about not calling him Ian.
Doug, say his name.
Ravi.
And you, so. I approve. Thank you for doing that, Ian.
No, just checking.
It's very sweet.
What a guy. What do you think it is? Their war, our world.
Jurassic Park.
Some people are pissed. What the fuck? Your name is Ruby.
Nerd Unite.
Do you have a guess, Sarah?
I don't think I'm right. I was thinking it was... I think it's the one with Tom Cruise and Dakota Fanning, and it was just on the other night.
War of the Worlds? We said it at the same time.
Aww.
But that's not it. Because they were here to fuck us over. They weren't having their own war. It's a movie that Ravi is in called Transformers.
Come on, Ravi.
Doug! So clever.
Start with Ian again. We don't need no education. We don't need no education.
That sounds like a line from a song.
It's a Pink Floyd. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know the answer?
Only if it's what I think it is.
She only knows the answer if that's the answer.
I'm going to be arrogant.
Were you in Newsies by any chance?
No chance. But say that again. Say the thing again. I like when people stall.
We
stalled.
Don't need no education.
Shit, son. I'm at a loss. We don't need no education. And that was a log line?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know it.
Oh, fuck. I thought repeating it would work for me. It worked for you. Shit.
Pressure's on now.
Yeah, fuck.
Now that Ravi knows it.
That was close.
Shit. I got this. I confidently don't got this. Fuck. Let me just throw something out there. What's it? I can't even think of a wrong answer. That's what's going on right
what's
now.
What's a movie or what's a movie that took place in a school or a college?
What's that shit with Michelle Pfeiffer? What's that shit?
Oh, Dangerous Minds?
Dangerous Minds, yeah.
Incorrect.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
That's a great movie, though.
I just want to be respectively wrong. Respectably wrong.
That would be a great tagline for Dangerous Minds.
We love that Coolio song.
Yeah.
What do you think it is, Ravi?
Well, I think it's School of Rock, but now I have something else in my Yeah? Was that Gus?
What's the other thing you have in your mind?
Well, now I was thinking about the one with Piven.
Old school?
No.
PU, right?
PCU?
PCU.
Which one do you want to go with?
Oh, it's one of the two. I'm going with old school.
I just want an answer.
I'm going with old school.
No, you didn't.
Sarah, what is it?
Is it School of Rock?
Yes.
Oh.
Wait, I said...
But then you said old school. And I was looking at you... And I was like, why is he saying?
Yes. I said School of Rock.
Yes, but.
Wait, hold on. Did I say School of Rock?
Yes, but at the last minute.
Then you said old school.
Then you said old school.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought the first answer was my answer. I thought we were just still talking. Gus.
Nah.
It is fluid. I was like, why is he saying old school? Ravi who got it.
Thank you, Sarah.
There is literally no prize for anything. Anyway.
I've heard good things about the School of Rock musical on Broadway.
Have you? But can I just say, I thought it was, before I realized I'm an idiot, The Wall, obviously.
Mm-hmm. No, that was just a line from the song In the Wall.
That was In the Wall, yeah.
School of Rock used it in a funny way. Fun way.
I like the way you say that. It's just devoid of any happiness. So
but
far
Sarah,
away
your
from
character
a smile.
In the School of Rock musical.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? How do you think she has a song in the musical? And if she does, how does it go?
If she's in the musical, I don't know. I don't. I'm
it's
not,
something about her.
I'm
not
an improviser.
It's something about her being mad at Jack Black's character,
right?
For stealing the name Ned Schneebly.
Yeah, go make that funny.
Okay.
Schneebly,
what have you done to me? That sort of thing.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be fun. But who knows what her character's like in the stage musical, or if your character's even in the stage musical.
Yeah.
Might not be in there.
No.
Who knows? Let's do
Could
one more.
Any kind of foil.
Let's do one more, Sarah. Did you got that one right? Right. So we'll start with.
Well, I
think that actually we kind of came back around and gave it.
We'll
it
start
back
with
to
Ian
me.
On this one.
Still got it though. That was.
Meet yesterday's answer to the world of today. Meet yesterday's answer to the world of today.
Meet yesterday's answer to the world of today.
If the game was repeating it back the fastest, you just won.
Meet. I won that game, so that's why I keep doing it. That's the only thing I've won so far. Meet yesterday's answer to the world of today. Mm. Why does this mean so much to me? This is prophetic.
People just want to win.
Just want to win.
We just want to be winners.
Yeah. I'm not even winning for me. I'm winning for some dude that I just took a Pulp Fiction video off.
You get to keep that, by the way.
Oh, I do? I like this movie. It's a good movie. Meet yesterday's answer to the world of today, y'all. And that is me.
You got anything?
You know what it is? Like looking at the disappointed faces of people. Before you even give a bad answer, they're just like, you don't got this. Fuck. All right, I'm going to give you my bad answer in a minute. I just got to think of a movie that it's not. I know, right? Bridge of Spies. Yeah. Fuck it.
I heard somebody in the booth saying Bicentennial Man. That's a pretty good guess. That's a fun guess. Roe v. What do you think? Roe v. Wade. Do you have a?
It's hilarious.
Roe v. Wade.
Ravi Patel, nice. Thanks for having me on, Doug. Jurassic World? I don't know.
Oh, that's not a bad answer. Meet yesterday's answer to the world of today.
Course.
Sarah?
It's probably something you were in.
Oh.
She's shaking her head. Thinking it over.
I'm going to go with... What was the answer to the last one?
The last one was School of Rock.
Oh. Okay. I'm going to go with fucking... I don't know. I'm sorry, everybody. Why is this hard? Just say a movie, Sarah. I'm going to go with The Taking of Pelham. 2-1?
Denzel Washington or Walter Matthau?
Matthau.
Felix! No, the answer is a movie that Ian is in called Man of the Century.
Oh, shit. That's hilarious. I was going to use that answer for the question before. Now I can't use it at all.
You play a guy named Clarence in that movie?
Yeah, yeah.
What is that movie?
I don't know. You know what that movie is?
You get tricked into being in movies.
Yeah, I do. And that's a similar circuit. That was the first IMDb credit I ever had.
Yeah, it's right on there, and yeah. So I found it, and then I was like, does it have a tagline? And it turns out it does have a confusing tagline.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is perfect for my needs. All right, so who got some right on that one? Sarah got all the right ones?
I think Sarah sweeped.
Yeah, Sarah sweeped it up. So Sarah gets to go first in a round of Last Man Stanton. Yeah, there's more water. You want more water? Yeah. Could somebody bring out another water for Sarah Silverman?
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Miss Silverman needs
a beverage.
Can we get
some water and some clues?
There you go. Everybody backstage licked the lid of that thing and got it ready for you. And this is a game where we get an actor or actress with a large body of work and we take turns. I play along on this one because it's fun for me. We take turns naming movies that that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. We'll start with Sarah, sure. And then we'll go to me, and then to Ravi.
That was it, actually. You really got another one. That was it. Yeah.
When somebody tells me how to pronounce their name, I get it right 12 or 14 times later. Audience members, raise your hand if you've got the perfect name for this game. We got a couple here up front. The dude that's in the frontest seat of anybody got here the earliest. What's your name, first of all?
I'm Phil.
Phil, and thank you for having a voice that sounds like you're holding a microphone.
I know.
And
very
voice,
deep,
guys.
Very
solid
Phil
voice.
Phil over here. And what is your suggestion for Last Man Stanton? Arnold Schwarzenegger, okay. I've played him before, but it might have been just standing around in a parking lot after the show. But he's a good one. He certainly made a lot of movies. So we'll start with you, Sarah. Just name any.
Twins.
Yeah, right out of the gate. Go with what is probably his most realistic film. Ian, what do you got? Any Schwarzenegger movie.
Terminator.
All right, we like full titles here, so just so you know, it's...
You have to?
The first Terminator.
The Terminator.
The Terminator?
Yeah. All right. You have to say the colon.
You do. I mean, you don't have to say colon out loud, but if the title is longer...
I just said the hip-hop version of it.
I'm just...
We nickname everything.
Sure, yeah. Just get to it.
Get to the part of the dirt.
Mr. Patel. That's how I'm going to avoid having to say your first name wrong.
Yeah, we've got a system now. That's going to treat you kindergarten
like I'm a
cop.
Lawyer. Yes, of course. It's not a tumor. Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina. Another great Schwarzenegger line. I'll just go ahead and bang it out since we said twins already. I'll say Junior. Junior. What do you have, Sarah, for another Schwarzenegger?
Can I say Pumping Iron?
Classic. You can. It's a documentary, but he's in it.
That's a good one.
Pumping Iron. So he's the title character. Ian?
Last Action Hero.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
Was that the full title?
The Last Action Hero, probably, but I'll take it. Ravi.
Anything Terminator 2
with Schwarzenegger. Full title, please.
The Terminator 2.
Terminator 2, colon.
When
does it take place?
America. I don't know. The Terminator 2. The Terminator 2. I don't know. Back in Hawaii. I don't fucking know, man. I don't know.
Silly. Vacation.
All right, so I'm out.
All right, you're out.
Why do you want to be out so easy?
It's not an easy game, and I'm going to go ahead and clean that business up and say Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Oh. Yep. Oh. That's a good title.
That's what you're looking for, yeah. Yep. Sarah?
Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, good
one. Yes.
It's a good one.
Ian?
Commando.
Yes. Yes. I will go with the villain. What is that? With Kirk Douglas and Anne Margaret, directed by Hal Needham. Sarah.
Batman and Robin.
Uh huh. Oh, shit.
I like the
I don't
way
know if that's impressive
there.
Enough for a mic drop.
It wasn't. I damaged everything. I am so sorry. Test. Test.
Ew.
The Expendables.
Oh.
Nice.
Can you just say my name again or something? Just so...
yeah, wrong or right. Which one do you prefer?
I'll go with Red Heat. Oh, shit. Sarah.
Fuck you guys. Fuck. Everybody shut up! As to my mouth, I will say the movie.
Mm-hmm. Say it. Oh, I just thought of another one. He was not in Hunt for Red October. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
That's it? You give up?
The Flintstones.
He might have cameoed in that.
Yeah. You could check.
But probably not. Ian?
Predator.
Yes. Of course, Predator. Eraser.
Oh, I love Eraser. That movie. Vanessa
you did?
Williams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was good.
All right.
And? You said Batman.
And Robin.
And Robin before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. What else was he in?
And he played the inimitable Mr. Freeze.
Inimitable? Inimitable?
Did I say it?
Inimitable?
Inimitable. Inimitable.
With that mm-hmm. accent that he had.
Inimitable. Is that right?
Inimitable.
Inimitable.
But actually quite inimitable. I will make you frozen. I will turn you into a Disney hit franchise.
Was he in that documentary, Good Hair? Out of turn. Disqualified.
Yeah.
Ian,
yeah, you're out.
All about you. I'm so sorry.
What if you can describe the movie, but you can't remember the title?
Okay, start describing it.
All right. So he's a sheriff uh-huh. on this border town near Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And
is that the
Johnny
last,
Knoxville
the last
is
stand?
In,
is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
Johnny
that's correct.
Knoxville's in there.
I'll go with Around the World in 80 Days. Your turn, Ian.
Holy shit. Is that a real answer? Was he in there?
Yeah, he's in Around the World in 80 Days.
Oh,
the
fuck.
Remake, he is a cameo in there.
All right, there's another one.
Uh-huh. Just describe it to me.
Him and Stallone are in prison.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the poster, they're sitting with their backs to each other.
Escape plan, escape plan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There,
yeah okay,
escape
correct.
Plan.
I'm gonna go with End of Days. You're up, Ian.
Fuck.
So, you dazzle yourself.
I do. It's absolutely dazzling, the amount of time I spent caring about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So he's a cyborg robot. And he's trying to protect this chick who used to be a waitress that knows how to fight now. And her son comes back. Her son comes back to the future. Not a son, but the dude.
Terminator 4 Genesis?
Genesis, there you go.
Is that
it? Yes, that's the one.
Which one's Salvation?
The last one.
This game's really changed.
No,
since,
Genesis is the last one. It's Genesis. It's
okay, so let's say you said all the Terminators
Return to Hawaii seemed pretty...
you got all the Terminators right, so now it's my turn. Maggie, your turn, Ian.
What'd you say?
Maggie.
Maggie? He was
in it's
called?
A zombie apocalypse movie with Abigail Breslin.
God
and,
damn. Jesus.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
Can we check these?
Incredible?
I don't remember this. All right, I got one.
Was he in Red Sonja?
I was going to say that earlier, too. Might have been.
Okay, Red Sonja, you're correct. I'm going to go with True Lies. You're up, Ian.
All right. Like it feels like we're tied and I'm getting crushed at the same time. Like I'm getting it's the most embarrassing tie in the history of ties. So he's a foreigner and and he's running for governor. He wins, ruins the economy of California, and fucks his maid. And cheats
on his
wife.
Are you thinking of Total Recall?
Yes. Shit, that was easy.
I'm gonna go with Expendables 2, Ian.
Colon.
Total Recall 2.
No, no.
Has a name. It has
Expendables 3. And but Ian's our winner because you last the longest.
That's what the ladies say. You lasted the longest. You're the winner.
What do we miss, you guys?
Jingle All the Way.
The Running Man. Red Dawn. Red Heat, I said it.
Oh, shit.
What? Hercules in New York, yes, his first movie. Collateral Damage, The Sixth Day, Multiplicity.
That's Michael Keaton.
He would have been so great in the Michael Keaton role. So, hey. What? He clones himself Sixth Day. Yeah.
Sixth Day.
But we did pretty good, you guys. I'm pretty proud of us. Let's do one round to determine a winner today of the new, most exciting game in the history of the show, Reverse Malton.
I don't know either.
Ian gets to go first, and then we'll go to Ravi, and then to Sarah, and... Basically, what's going to happen is it's a game where you bid on how many names from a motion picture you can name after, of course, Ian gets to pick between three movies. So pick the movie you know the most actors from these three movies, Ian. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. All right. A Christmas Story, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, or Christmas with the Cranks?
The second one, but that doesn't mean it's going to be good.
Just do what you can. Leonard Maltin in his app here lists 8, 10 National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. He lists 15 names.
So you want me to start naming them?
How many? No. How many out of those 15 do you think you could name if forced to? And then after you bid, Ravi's going to say... more names or challenge you to name the names.
All right, one for sure.
He's got one on lock. So Ravi, can you bid more than one name for National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Yeah, I can two or three.
Oh, I can do three.
He says he can do three people.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
From this movie, Sarah. How many do you think you can do more, or do you want to challenge Ravi Patel?
I could potentially do four, but
what?
I don't think. I'm going to say name those people in it.
All right, if he can come up with three names, he's our winner tonight, and the person he's playing for gets all the stuff in the prize bag.
Gosh, this is an amazing game. It's almost as if it's insignificant. Okay. Beverly D'Angelo.
God damn, I knew that.
Chevy Chase. You ready for this one? Oh. Christy Brinkley.
What? Oh. Christy Brinkley, really?
She's in the movie. Wait, what?
She's in Straight Up Vacation. This is Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, man.
She's not in it.
Quinn! Quaid! Quaid! Randy Quaid!
Yeah, he can't save you now, no matter how crazy he is.
Gus, I'm so sorry! We had so many chances.
I like challenged him to name it. Did you, Sarah? Sarah's our winner!
Oh, shit.
I'm always the most passive winner.
I like how you said it crazy like Randy Quaid.
Quaid!
That's the only way that guy hears his own name anymore. There's people just screaming at him down the street. Chevy Chase, Beverly D'Angelo, Randy Quaid, Diane Ladd, John Randolph, E.G. Marshall, Doris Roberts, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, May Questel, William Hickey, Brian Doyle Murray, Juliette Lewis, Johnny Galecki,
Juliette Lewis and Johnny
Nicholas Galecki. Guest, and Miriam Flynn. That's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And Sarah won for Mike. Where's Mike at? There you are. Here's your bag of stuff. Is that a real joint on there, Mike?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to smoke that?
We are.
Okay, good. Oh, I broke it. Like a fool. Oh. I'll shove it into a pipe or something.
It really does make me laugh. Oh, you give that back. It really does make me laugh
just that it says Mike. I mean, instead of Jaws, there's just...
Just says Mike, yeah.
Yeah.
Four letters.
Jaws, it's yeah. Mike. I just love that.
That is pretty fun. And pass your name tags down to me, gentlemen. Ravi, what do you got to plug in general? What's coming up with you, buddy? What are you working on?
Yeah. I'm on this show with John Stamos called Grandfather.
Ooh.
That's on tonight. Meet the Patels is still in theaters. I'm going to be on iTunes soon. And I'm on Aziz's new show.
Oh, yeah, you're in Master of None?
Killing the game, son.
Very excited about that.
I'm not done. No, I'm kidding.
That's it. Okay. Ian, what do you got going on, buddy?
I have less answers for this than I had for some of the movies.
Let's start with Twitter. Is at Ian Edwards.
At Ian Edwards Comic. I think my biggest credit is spending Thanksgiving with Sarah.
Yep. We often spend Thanksgiving together, and this year is no exception.
That's awesome. And Tangerine. Everybody watch Tangerine.
Check it out. Check him out. Demand. Good movie. Sean Baker killed it.
I want to watch it again, just from the perspective of Ian doesn't even know why he's there.
Right. Ian's accidental star turn.
You just really are like, hey man, don't tell that guy I was talking about him.
Yeah. Like I didn't even know why I was here.
Oh, do you know?
Because I thought it was the other movie.
Oh, you thought we were going to interrupt a movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we've done that before, and yeah. I'd love to have you do that again.
Yeah, that was fun, man.
But this is a different thing.
Do you know
I realized that through all the losing, I realized that. What are you going to say,
kept sitting there the whole time, when are we going to interrupt a movie?
Yeah, we're going to play this shit.
Pull the fucking screen down and go. Sarah, I Smile Back is on VOD also.
Yeah.
So check it out, you guys, if you want an uplifting experience.
I mean,
Yeah.
Something to chew on.
Something to chew on.
I like it.
Something to think about. I saw that movie Heart of a Dog, the Laurie Anderson movie.
Oh, I'm dying to see that.
It's trippy as all hell. It's really
so incredible.
Really a weird-ass movie. But it has a lot of good dog stuff in it.
Who's Laurie Anderson?
She's you know, a performance artist. She was married to Lou Reed
forever.
Until he died. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's still married to him. And
start here.
Lou and Laurie.
Go home. Mm-hmm. Turn off all the lights. Lie in your bed. Make sure it's just black. Just all the lights out. And then turn on Laurie Anderson, Oh Superman, and lie in your bed and just fucking just exist.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll watch it.
That's terrific advice.
That's a song. It's a song.
Yeah, it's an interesting movie, I must say. I don't recommend it to people because I can't have that on my conscience.
It's hilarious.
Because it is a pretty trippy and heavy 85 minutes, but check it out. And go to DougLovesMovies.com for all of my dates. And let's think of a hashtag for tonight's show. Like, what should we hashtag this episode?
Bridge of Spies? Is that already used?
On what happened. Just Bridge of Spies? Just put it on there.
Debate.
Just
#Rubby. R-U-B-B-Y.
Hashtag Rubby. R-U-B-B-Y.
Hashtag Rubby. Ah, you guys. White people. I like that. Are you with me on this? No?
Mike. Funny. Mike, all capital so letters is a good one. Hashtag Mike.
Can you put my Twitter too?
Do you have one, Sarah? Any recurring themes tonight for you?
I mean, I guess internally, but
Hey, what's this movie that you're in, Ashby?
Oh, that came out already. It's good.
It's on VOD too right now. It's good.
Ashby, yeah.
All right, I'm gonna watch that.
It's adorable.
Wait, did you say horrible or adorable?
It's adorable. It's adorable.
It's adorable.
It's adorable. I think it's entertaining. I don't know. I don't have any friends who've seen it.
Oh, okay.
But I liked it.
I'll check it out and I'll let you know. In no uncertain terms.
Please do.
I will come after you if I don't like Ashby. What's it about?
It's about a, I don't know, I'm high. It's about a teenager played by Nat Wolff,
who's
wonderful.
Movie?
And he and his mother, I'm his mother, we move around a lot and stuff, and then he gets into football, and he has to write a report on an old person, and he goes next door to the guy who lives next door, this old guy, played by Mickey Rourke, and it's like, he ends up, you know, he's like a hitman. But,
do you have scenes with Mickey Rourke?
I do.
Wow. I'm interested now.
What's your favorite thing that he did on the set? What was your favorite Mickey Rourke ritual?
Oh, I can't wait for this.
He's fascinating to watch, and I have deep love for him. I want to just hug him and make him feel good. There's so much going on, I don't know. But here's something. So his lines would just be written in giant letters, and a friend of his would hold a cue card right behind my head.
Hilarious.
With all of his lines, and not mine, just his. So then we do this scene, and he's just saying his lines in a row. And he's amazing. I mean, and I said, hey, there's, you know how your lines don't make sense? It's because there's lines between your lines. I say them. You have to let me say
Give
them.
Give me a chance, Mickey.
And, but he was just like, oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah, okay. Now that you mention it, let's do it that way. Let's go back to the way it's always done.
I mean, did he? Did he, like, redo it and let you get... Let
Please
you get,
say no.
Let you
Please say the answer is no. I'll go watch the movie.
Yeah.
Immediately.
The movie's a complete
With
mess.
The lights off,
it's
laying
just
down.
Mickey Rourke talking over everyone else for an entire feature film.
Mickey Rourke soliloquy.
The Jay Leno acting method by Mickey Rourke.
All right, so we got hashtag Ruffy, hashtag Mike, hashtag I'm in Tangerine. It's a good one. And thank you to all of my guests. Let's hear it for Ravi Patel, Ian Edwards, and Sarah Silverman. We'll be back here soon at Meltdown and back over at UCB. So watch at DougLovesMovies.com for more info. And as always, when she lost that loving feeling, is a shithead. Yeah, that was the Top Gun name tag. And it's Top funny, Gus. This is like a plug for a sold-out event I've got coming up on December 16th. We're interrupting Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas.
And this person,
wrote, Kirk Cameron is a shithead.
Eyes unfolded, viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no room